The next item on the agenda is the motions on the compliance of LSPs with Pacifica bylaws. This is 2 10-minute items. Can you let us know in when we have 4 minutes left, Deb, in 6 minutes? Yes. Patty Heffley's proposing the motions. Patty, do you want to propose the first of them?
Yes, I do. This motion is the
point of information. Patty, can you please clarify the different names to each of these so we make sure up front that we know the difference between the two of them? I don't know whether you want to refer to it as motion number one and motion number two, but let's make sure that we have specific titles. Thank you.
All right. Well, this is compliance of LSBs with Pacifica bylaws.
Mm-hmm.
And you can make that number one if you like.
And then there's non-compliance, right?
Okay. Whereas local station boards are standing committees of the Pacifica National Board, and whereas local station boards have specific duties assigned in the bylaws in Article 7, Section 3, that in certain cases they are not fulfilling, including but not limited to management evaluation, programming oversight, needs assessments, and quarterly financial reports, and whereas fulfillment of these duties is necessary for good governance of the radio stations and the foundation, therefore, be it resolved, the Pacifica National Board requests that all LSBs make an effort to fulfill these duties by the end of 2006 and resolve the PNB direct LSBs to report twice a year their progress in fulfilling these duties and resolve the PNB reserves the right to declare LSBs out of compliance if they consistently fail to fulfill these duties.
Is there a second to the motion?
A second.
Motion's
okay.
Been seconded. It is open for debate.
This is Lydia.
I'd like to speak
Mary
first,
Bird.
If I may.
Yeah, the maker can motivate it, and then I hear Lydia and Mary. Go ahead. And so the time is 2 minutes per speaker.
I think that we've gone a very long time here without really overseeing the local station boards who are under our purview, and I think that this motion here would just help the LSBs do their jobs. You know, it would encourage them to do their jobs. That would make it better management at the station, better evaluation processes and everything that could assist the executive director in his work, that might help improve the finances of the station if there's other problems. And I think that it's our duty as the national board and as the overseer of these committees, the subcommittee of the board, standing committee, to do this. And I think it's really a reasonable request, and I also am in support of out of compliance if they consistently fail to fulfill these duties. I mean, there has to be some kind of, you know, there has to be some, not I want to say punishment, but a way that is expressed that if this isn't happening, so they can't just ignore this fact. And also, I think that, you know, the electorate has a right to know these things, that whether the people they're electing are actually doing what they were elected to do. So I fully support this motion, and I hope people will pass it out of good common sense. Thank you.
This is Lydia. Hello?
Mm-hmm. We're all here.
What happened to Dave?
Dave?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I'd muted myself. Go ahead, Lydia.
We need you. You don't need yourself, but we need you.
Okay, so I would like to move to refer this to the governance committee, but that they need to come back to us, to the PMB, with a recommendation by our October teleconference meeting. And my reason for this is because this is a more complex issue. I wholeheartedly support the whole concept behind it. Really, I think that I haven't spoken to anyone at any LSB that is not having problems in this area. And so for that reason, I think it's a multi-level thing. In other words, we might recommend, if you give it some thought, that a particular LSB might ask for a waiver. Let's say they successfully had a huge and wonderful town hall, but were not able to organize the second one in a timely manner. So, so there are a variety of issues like that, and some of the problems with this may turn out to be in the bylaws rather than negligence on the part of the LSB. In other words, if we find that all the LSBs have issues with a certain aspect of the requirements, and I'm only using town halls as an example, that it may be that we will want to consider that as a town, as a bylaws readjustment down the way. So we need to have like a process by which we can help the LSBs and determine what are the issues. When people run for the LSB, they don't come in. We don't ask them to have expertise on organizing a public event as a town hall would be, or we don't ask them to have particular expertise. So we need to assess everything and provide some mechanisms ahead of time. And I don't like this declare out of compliance. I don't like the punitive tone of it. But beyond that, I just think this is something that clearly belongs in governance, but with a time attached to it. So I would say they would have to come back to us with a recommendation by October, or we would move ahead without the governance.
Second.
The motion's been seconded. The motion is to postpone consideration of this motion until the governance committee recommendation with a time limit that the governance committee report to the PNB by the PNB's October teleconference. It's been seconded. We'll hear two pro and two cons. But before I do that, is there any objection to the motion?
Yes. I object. And
there
I
is. Okay.
Like
who would like to speak? The maker has spoken in favor. Who would like to speak opposed?
Mary Berg.
Mary Berg, go ahead.
Yes. The reason I'm opposed is that this delays this even more. If there are problems such as Lydia talked about, I don't know. Those aren't my experience. I would really like to see that this main motion got passed tonight. I do not want to see it postponed yet again. The year will be over, and I don't know for sure about. I think most of the boards will not have fulfilled the tasks they were mandated to do, and I don't believe the reasons are because they don't know how to do it. So I think we should. It doesn't specify what happens if you're not in compliance, but at least it's something. If we pass it now, there is yet time for each board to actually get off its duff and do something before a new board comes in. So I'm really opposed to postponing it yet again.
We are about at time on the item, so can the other two speakers try and be less than 1 minute? Who would like to speak in favor of the motion to postpone?
Lydia? Nobody else.
Lydia, you've already spoken. Is there somebody else?
I would.
Go ahead, sir.
I agree with the sentiment, but I think that local station boards, I don't think they are sloughing off. I think that the amount of work they're doing is absolutely astounding. And they have, they're all also busy. And I don't think that it's simply because they're lax. They're just too much work. And I don't think that giving them a deadline that to make up for all the lost time and that you have to do something by the end of 2006 is going to produce a whole lot of results, except we just pass a motion. So, and also I think that they are independent bodies, and I think the listeners know what needs to be done. And the LSBs, I think they're pretty responsible bodies. And I don't think they need any kind of punitive top-down kind of a approach on them. So for that reason, I'm going to vote to postpone it till our governing committee comes up with some recommendations. Thanks.
Thank you very much, and thank you for being under a minute. Who would like to speak?
Don White.
Opposed. Don?
Yeah, actually, I don't see the LSBs as independent entities. Actually, they're committees of this board. So they actually do not have an independent status. I'm not for punitive measures, but I think it helps an LSB to know that there's some monitoring. And I'm sympathetic because I chaired an LSB for two terms, and I know that it's hard to have two town hall meetings well done every year. But issues like evaluation of GM and PD, it simply cannot be taken lightly. If we have reports that many LSBs are not evaluating their GMs and PDs. To me, this is a very serious thing, and it's important that we know that and to find ways to help LSBs do it. But postponing this is not in our best interest. Basically, I think it could be a motivator for LSBs, and I think we need to know where LSBs are. I would say evaluation of PD and GM is of critical importance.
Thank you. We're at time, so we're going to call this question on whether to postpone. If the motion succeeds, we'll postpone it as it specifies. If not, we will move immediately to a vote on the item as time has expired on the
point
item.
Point of information?
Yes.
Is it a motion to postpone or to refer to the governance committee?
That's what the motion is, yes.
To postpone.
It's a motion to refer to the governance committee and essentially for the board to deal with it not later than its October meeting, teleconference meeting. Will you call the roll, Teresa, on the motion to refer?
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair, but actually you used a different terminology the last time you stated the motion, so I'd like to confirm again because I'm not quite sure if you're talking about it being covered by the PNB's October conference, or could you just repeat it one more time?
The motion is to refer the item to the governance committee and request a response from the committee by the PNB's October teleconference. At that time, the board will consider the motion, you know, in regard, the board will consider the motion at the October teleconference.
Yeah.
Okay, so Lydia Brazon moves to refer to the governance committee and requests the response from the governance committee by the PNB October telephone conference.
Righto.
By PNB's October teleconference.
Please, Mary.
By the PNB October telephone conference. Sarv Randhawa.
Yes.
Rosalinda? Not hearing anything. LaVarne Williams?
No.
Mary Berg?
No.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Ray LaForest? Ray?
Yes, I'm sorry.
You said yes. All right.
Yes.
Bob Lederer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
Pass.
Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Teresa Allen says no. Phil Jackson? Phil, are you there? Coming back to him. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Rob Robinson? Rob?
Mm-hmm.
Can't hear Rob. Zarina?
Yes.
No.
I'm sorry.
Not hear Rosalinda?
Speak up, Teresa.
I did not hear Rosalinda's vote. Okay. I did not hear Rob Robinson's vote.
He already said no.
He said no.
Okay, thank you.
I didn't hear Rob Robinson?
No, he didn't say anything. I don't think he did.
He's not on the line.
All right, I'm crossing off Rob Robinson.
Excuse me, this is Rob. I didn't realize that I had muted myself. I voted no.
Okay.
All right, you guys make me use the whiteout, don't you? All right. Phil Jackson. Phil on the phone.
#1 if you're muted, Phil.
I guess I do not hear him. Okay. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
No. Didn't hear Serena.
I'm sorry?
Was Serena still on the line?
She voted yes.
No.
Serena voted yes.
Excuse me, will folks please let the secretary work?
Thank you.
I believe Serena voted yes.
She did. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, no. Okay, the motion fails. All right, now will you reread the motion, Patty, and we'll vote?
Yes. Whereas local station boards are standing committees of the Pacifica National Board, and whereas local station boards have specific duties assigned in the bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, that in certain cases they are not fulfilling, including but not limited to management evaluation, programming, oversight, needs assessment, and quarterly financial reports, and whereas fulfillment of these duties is necessary for good governance of the radio stations and the foundation, therefore be it resolved, the Pacifica National Board requests that all LSBs make an effort to fulfill these duties by the end of 2006 and resolve the PNB directs LSBs to report twice a year their progress in fulfilling these duties and resolve the PNB reserves the right to declare LSBs out of compliance if they consistently fail to fulfill these duties.
Will you call the roll, please, Teresa?
May I propose an amendment?
No, we are at time, and the motion to postpone, to refer failed. We're voting this
May
motion.
May I ask for clarification from the person who made the motion? It says twice a year, but it doesn't say, like, every 6 months, or it doesn't say any specific dates, so that they could be, these reports could be, like, the day, one day and the day after?
Yeah. December 30th and 31st.
That's how it's written.
Oh. May 1st.
Okay.
I think that can be straightened out afterwards.
Yeah, we don't need to do that.
Okay,
let's will you call the roll, please, Teresa?
All right. This is Heffley's motion entitled Compliance of LSBs with Pacifica Bylaws. Let us start with Rosalinda Palacios.
Can I hear you?
Rosalinda Montes Palacios. I do not hear her. I don't think she's here anymore. Mary Berg?
Yes.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray LaForest? Ray?
I'm sorry, I said no.
No. Okay, thank you. Bob?
No.
Lisa? Alan Minsky?
Yes.
Alan?
Yes.
Yes. Thank you. Don White?
Yes.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Teresa Allen says yes. Phil Jackson? Phil?
Yes.
Thank you, Phil. Evelyn Bethune?
Yes.
Thank you. Deb Shafto?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane?
No.
A.C. Bird?
No.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Zarina Shakir?
No.
Thank you. Sarv?
No.
Can I change my vote?
Sure.
And before the announcement, yes, you can.
No.
Serena changes to no.
Do you want to change your vote, Lisa?
No. I thought you heard me. I said I want to change it to no.
All right. The vote is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Speak a little louder, please, Teresa.
Okay, the motion,
11 yes, 8 no's.
The motion passes. The next item on the agenda is the second motion on this topic. Patty, do you want to introduce it?
Yes. This is the WBAI's noncompliance resolution. This is a whereas the WBAI local station board is a standing committee of, actually, let me say, I'm going to read the short version that does not read every bylaws, but just notes its section, okay?
You mean the whereas?
Whereas the WBAI LSB is a standing committee of the Pacifica National Board with specific duties assigned in the bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, and whereas fulfillment of these duties is necessary for WBAI to function well, and whereas the WBAI LSB is not fulfilling this duty specifically, Bylaws Section 3B, the WBAI LSB has created a body to screen and select GM candidates that is A, majority non-LSB, B, majority not selected by the LSB, C, does not report to the LSB, it reports directly to the executive director. The WBAI LSB is in violation of the bylaws in that it has established a process that rejects the LSB's responsibility in this area and further violates Robert's Rules language on subcommittees, which states a committee may establish subcommittees which are responsible to and report to the committee. Bylaw Section C3, no evaluation of the WBAI general manager or interim general manager has been prepared by the LSB in its entire existence. Bylaw Section 3F, no evaluation of the WBAI program director has been prepared by the WBAI local station board in its entire existence. Bylaws Section 3G, in its entire existence, the WBA local station board has not worked with station management in any way to ensure that programming fulfills the needs of the foundation and meets the needs of the listeners and communities in the listening area. Nor has the LSB in its entire existence taken any steps to ensure that programming decisions and evaluations are being done as the bylaws prescribe. Bylaws Section 3J, there has been no active outreach by the local station board in this area. Bylaws Section 3K, the community advisory was formed but has not performed any community needs assessment. Bylaws Section 3L, there has been no assessment by the local WBAI local station board or committee of inclusion of staff diversity, nor has there been any goal setting, nor has there been any effort by the local station board to maintain a discrimination-free atmosphere in the workplace, even though discriminatory events have taken place. Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB declares the WBAI LSB out of compliance with the bylaws and directs the WBAI LSB to comply with the bylaws in these areas. Specifically, the PNB declares the WBAI local station board to perform its GM search in a matter consistent with the letter and spirit of the bylaws.
First, is there a second?
A second motion.
Okay, I'm going to rule that the section that relates to the responsibility of the LSB to maintain a harassment-free workplace is not something that will be discussed in public session because it relates to legal and liability issues. So that I'm ruling that portion of the motion struck from the motion for the purposes of discussion in public session.
Okay. All right.
So may I just motivate my motion here? I believe
yes.
It motivates itself. I don't really think there is much to say, although I would like this national board to really do its oversight duties and to demand that the general manager search be done in a manner consistent with the letter of the bylaws, and that I think the motion motivates itself. I don't think I have really anything else to say about it. Thanks.
Given the shortness of time, I'm going to ask for comments both alternating between opposed and in favor, because so that we have an opportunity to hear equally from each side. I believe we have time for something like two comments each.
This is Lydia, and I have a motion to refer.
Okay. I'll recognize you for the motion to refer.
Okay. I move to refer, it's going to be the same wording as my previous motion, refer to governance with recommendation to the PMB by the October teleconference. And my reason for this is because until we get some of the reporting back or can do some research as to the other stations, that this is, again, punitive, singling out one particular station without knowing whether all of the stations are in noncompliance on the same things. We don't know that. And I think
okay.
It's absolutely unfair. But more importantly, it is a governance issue. I thought both issues were governance committee issues.
Is there a second to the motion to refer?
Second.
Okay. We'll hear two. We'll hear one more. We'll alternate between opposed and in favor. And that will probably occupy the time for the agenda item. So failing a motion to extend, we would have to move directly an up or down vote on the motion if this doesn't pass. Who would like to speak in opposition to referring it to the governance committee according to the terms of the prior amendment that we had last time?
I would. This is Teresa.
Go ahead.
One thing that could be done is that instead of referring this to governance, we could set a specific executive session of the PNB to discuss this, and we could give a set time for them to do the report that we mentioned in the first item. We could give them like 60 days to do a report or something to that effect, or maybe clean up all of the accusations that are covered. So that's just one thought. I think that might be better than referring it to governance because they might have to start all at once. But if we can hold an executive session, which I think that a lot of these things, as was described previously by our attorney, certain things have to be held in the executive session, and that includes actions of LSB members and actions of staff. So I think this might be a better way to handle it. Thank you.
Who would like to speak?
This is Ray.
In favor of the motion to refer?
Ray.
I don't know who spoke first, Ray or Lisa. Could one of you offer
the
other?
I'll go ahead. This is Ray. The reason why it would have to be referred in is that on its face, quite a few of those statements are inaccurate, are completely wrong and false. And therefore, we would be voting.
Excuse me, hold on, Ray. I'd like to ask other members to please respect the members' time. Go ahead, Ray. You're out of order, Patty, you're out of order. If you are out of order again, I will ask for the board what is to be done about it. Go ahead, Ray.
The people will be voting on an opinion rather than factually what the reality is at the WBAI. And so I'm assuming that part of the referral will be to assess the facts and know exactly what is accurate and therefore which way to move forward. And maybe they could consider what we said talking about, but before we do that, we'll have to know exactly what is correct and what is not.
Okay. Who would like to speak in favor, opposed to the motion to refer?
I'm sorry, I do have a point of information. She was not making that as an alternate motion, as a substitute motion. She just, is that correct?
She suggested it as a, correct.
Okay.
She suggested a possibility,
okay.
But she did not make
okay.
the motion.
Okay, thank you.
Who did I just hear? Who would like to speak
in opposition to referring?
Go ahead, Rip.
I think people should remember that this is what democratic oversight is all about, and that by referring this to committee, that just will refer this from the public debate that we should be having about this. And I don't see anything in here that's a mystery. These are pretty straightforward bylaws. So I would say that this just basically is calling the question on one place. When a director feels that all other recourse has failed, then they should be able to bring it up here at the board. And I think that was the intent of the bylaws, was to allow directors to bring forward motions that maybe are necessary. And I think that stations should be dealt with on a case-by-case basis, and that this shouldn't be put off waiting for other stations for some kind of overall picture. I think that it's a case-by-case basis, and that should other directors from other stations find some reason to bring things forward to the board because all other recourse has failed, then that's their privilege as well.
May I speak in favor? Or do we already have our two and two?
You know, we've heard two in favor and two opposed, if we include the maker. So I'd like to call this to a vote. And will you go ahead with the roll, Teresa?
All right. Just wait a minute. Last time we started with Rosalinda. Now we're going to start with Mary Berg.
You're starting with me? I'll vote yes.
Can't hear you, Teresa.
This is Patty Heffley's motion entitled WBAI Bylaws Noncompliance.
Oh, excuse
no,
me. I'm sorry. Point of information. I'm awfully sorry, but are we?
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're voting on Lydia's motion to, and I made a mistake in my vote. I think we're voting on Lydia's motion to refer to government.
You're right.
Are we not?
That's
I'm
right.
Sorry. So I vote no.
Actually, Teresa, why don't you restart from the beginning? This is the motion to refer, and the terms of it, refer it to the Governance Committee, but say that the PMB will take it up again at an October teleconference.
Let me read. Lydia Razan moved to refer this, and I'll read the motion. I'll give you the title. The WBAI Bylaws Noncompliance Resolution to the Governance Committee, and that the Governance Committee submit recommendations to the PNB by the October PNB telephone conference.
Okay. Thank you. Will you call the roll?
I voted no.
Mary Berg?
No.
All right, LaVarne Williams?
Can you speak louder? Did you call me?
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Patty Heffley?
No.
Ray LaForest?
Yes.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
No.
Don White?
No.
Lydia Brazan?
Yes.
Teresa Allen? No. Phil Jackson? Phil? I'll come back to Phil. Pound one. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Thank you. Deb Shafto?
No.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Zarina Shakir?
Yes.
Sar Rondawa?
Yes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios? Doesn't seem to be here. Mm-hmm. All right. Is Phil Jackson on yet? Okay. I don't hear him. Rosalinda? I do not hear her. I'm counting. 8 yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 no.
The motion to postpone fails. The motion to refer fails. At this point, we go to a vote of the motion. The only motion that's in order is a motion to postpone.
We don't have that. Is anyone
I move.
Hello?
Is there any more debate on this?
No, we're at time. So
yeah,
excuse me. The motions that are in order at this point are a motion to postpone or a motion to extend time.
This is Lydia. I move to postpone.
Until indefinitely or to a definite time?
No, until our October teleconference.
I see.
Point of order.
I'm thinking that that's
our next,
fundamental.
Okay, our next full open meeting teleconference. When is that? What month are we in?
That
we'll have one more.
Point of order.
Yes, Don?
Well, I just would like the chair to rule on how Roberts deals with very, very similar motions.
Right. I was just going to say that. If you make it a teleconference, Lydia, then as our schedule stands right now, that's effectively the same as the motion that we just voted down, with
that's
the exception
right.
Well, that
aren't we having a teleconference in September?
No. In September, there's not one scheduled at the moment, but by the end of the meeting, we might schedule it. So the point I was going to make is, if you change the language to be a next meeting with an open agenda, then what that would be is a postponement to a teleconference if it's before our in-person meeting or the in-person meeting.
Okay, that's what.
Okay, so there's a motion to postpone until our next meeting with an open agenda. Is there a second?
Point of order? I mean, point of information, when is that?
If we do not schedule another meeting, another teleconference in September, then that next meeting is our in-person meeting in Berkeley, September 28th, I believe, through the October 1st, 29th through the 1st. Is there a second?
Yeah. I second.
Okay, we go straight to a vote.
Dave, I have a motion. I have a motion to extend by 10 minutes.
There's a motion to extend by 10 minutes. We'll take that first. Is there a second?
Is that Bob Letter? Is that Bob Letter that moved that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
I second it.
Is there a second?
Yes, I do. Wait.
Is there any objection to extending 10 minutes?
Yes, there is.
Will you call the roll on the motion to extend, Teresa?
Thank you. LaVarne Williams? Extend
no.
10 minutes? Did you
no.
say no? Patty Heffley?
Postpone? No. Oh, to
no.
extend? No.
Extend 10 minutes.
I'm passing.
Thank you. Rayla Forrest?
Yes.
Bob Letterer?
Yes.
Lisa Davis?
Yes.
Alan Minsky?
To extend 10 minutes?
Yes.
No.
Don White?
Abstain.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Teresa Allen says no. Phil Jackson?
No.
Oh, you're back. Yeah. Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Phil, Deb Shafto?
No.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Zarina Shakir?
No.
Sar Rondawa?
Abstain.
Abstain. Rosalinda Montes Palacios? I don't think she's here. Mary Berg?
No.
All right. Patty, you passed?
Yeah, I'm saying no also.
That failed.
Okay, so now we're at the motion to postpone to our next open agenda. Will you call the roll?
I thought that failed.
Well, we just
No. The motion to extend time just failed. The previous motion was a motion to refer. The one before that was a motion to refer to and basically bring it back in October. This is a distinct motion. Will you call the roll on the motion to postpone?
This is
so our next open
motion
agenda.
To postpone to next full PNB open meeting telephone conference or
correct.
September
no,
20th.
No,
no,
no, mm-hmm. not teleconference. The next full PNB meeting.
All right.
With an open agenda.
A point of information.
Yes.
I just want to direct this question to the chair so I'm clear. If this fails, then do we go to a direct vote on this?
Yeah, and at that time, we've exhausted motions to extend and postpone.
Okay.
Chair, can we have some discussion on this motion?
No, we can't. The motion to extend time for debate failed. The only motions that are in order once time expires on an item are motions to postpone, motions to extend.
Patty
We're doing
Heffley?
Each of those now.
Patty Heffley?
Motion to postpone, no.
Ray?
Yes.
Bob?
Yes.
Lisa?
Yes.
Dave, I'm sorry, Alan?
No.
Alan Minsky?
No.
No. Don White?
No.
Therese Allen says no. Phil Jackson?
No.
Evelyn Bassoon?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Rip Robbins?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
Yes.
A.C. Bird?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
No.
Serena Shakir?
Yes.
Sar Rondawa?
Yes.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios? Doesn't appear to be here. Mary Bird?
No.
LaVarne Williams?
No.
Yes.
Teresa?
11, no.
Oh, okay.
Okay, the motion to postpone fails. We're now at the motion itself. Does anybody require a rereading of the motion before we vote?
Excuse me, Dave. I thought it was 9 to 7, 8 to 7.
You'd like a recount?
11 to 8.
Huh?
Are you requesting a recount?
The yeses were Ambrose, AC, Zarina, Sarve, Ray, Bob, Lisa, and Lydia. That's 8. The noes were Rip, Rob Robinson, Mary, LaVarne, Patty, Alan, Don, Teresa, Phil, Evelyn, Deb.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's 11.
That's what I had thought it was.
11, so that failed, 8 to 11.
Okay, does anybody require the rereading of the motion?
I'd like to hear it.
Will you please reread the motion, Teresa, before calling the vote?
I would like you to read it.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Patty.
Whereas the WBAI-LSB is a standing committee of the Pacifica National Board with specific duties assigned in our bylaws, Article 7, Section 3, and whereas fulfillment of these duties is necessary for WBAI to function well, and whereas the WBAI Local Station Board is not fulfilling these duties specifically, bylaws Section 3B, the WBAI Local Station Board has created a body to screen and select general manager candidates that is A, majority non-local station board, B, majority not selected by the local station board, and C, does not report to the local station board. It reports directly to the executive director. The WBAI local station board is in violation of the bylaws in that it has established a process that rejects the local station board's responsibility in this area and further violates Robert's Rules language on subcommittees, which is a committee may establish subcommittees which are responsible to and report to the committee. Bylaw Section C3, no evaluation of WBAI general manager or interim general manager has been prepared by the WBAI local station board in its entire existence. Bylaw Section 3F, no evaluation of WBAI program director has been prepared by the WBAI local station board in its entire existence. Bylaws Section 3G, in its entire existence, the WBAI Local Station Board has not worked with station management in any way to ensure that programming fulfills the needs of the foundation and meets the needs of the listeners and communities in the listening area. Nor has the Local Station Board in its entire existence taken any steps to ensure that programming decisions and evaluations are being done as the bylaws prescribe. Bylaw Section 3J, there has been no active outreach by the local station board in this area. Bylaw Section 3K, a community advisory board was formed, but it has not performed any community needs assessment. Bylaw Section 3L, there has been no assessment by the local station board or committee of inclusion of staff diversity, nor has there been any goal setting, nor has there been any effort by the local station board to maintain a discrimination-free atmosphere in the workplace.
That portion is struck.
Okay, well, all right. Nor has there been any goal setting, period.
Mr. Chairman, point of order. I believe that for the entire document, she read the motivation.
No.
Oh, she did. The way it says is that it's not fulfilling these duties specifically, but instead of reading the bylaws specifically, she read the motivations for each of those. And
right,
I wouldn't, that's not the way she, I mean, she posted that today, but that wasn't the text of the original motion. She sent this motivational version afterwards. And what I believe I'd want to be voting on is the actual list of the bylaws and then the resolved at the end. But
okay,
what she's reading now is not what I'd be voting on.
Okay, may I read
it? My understanding is she's reading the motion that she put before us, and to be frank, I am not able, given the length of it, to discriminate if it's identical to her original reading. But the motion that was before us was her original reading.
May I just
and
say,
that was what got seconded.
The bylaws in the motion are, I'm naming the bylaws section, but not reading the actual bylaw in my reading because it's so long and everybody's eyes glaze over. Although if
So could you please proceed with the reading of the motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Therefore, be it resolved that the PNB declares the WBA Local Station Board out of compliance with the bylaws and directs the WBA Local Station Board to comply with the bylaws in these areas. Specifically, the PNB declares the WBAI Local Station Board to confirm its GM search in a matter consistent with the letter and spirit of the bylaws.
Okay, will you call the roll, Teresa?
I have to ask one question, Mr. Chair. In regard to Section 3L, how do you want that phrased? Do you want us to say there's been no assessment of by the WBAI LSB of COI or staff diversity, or how do you want that? You ruled.
You know what, Teresa, we'll do that offline, and when we review the minutes, if there's any problem with the way we struck it, such that it's inconsistent with anybody, let me finish. If it's inconsistent with anybody's memory of it, we'll do it then, but it is impossible right now to do that. We have an audio recording, and I'll review it, and I will make the edit that strikes the objectionable portion of it. And it will be included in the minutes,
Mr. Chair,
for approval by the board.
What you ruled on before, you ruled that Section 3L would not be discussed in public session. That's what you ruled.
And it is therefore removed from this motion at this time.
Okay, so you want me to totally remove Section 3L?
I don't know that what Section 3L is.
We'll deal with that offline.
Okay. You did say that at the time, so...
I understand, but I don't know. I can't tell you right now if it's 3L or not because I'm not looking at the text.
Okay.
Will you please call the roll, Teresa?
All right. Sorry for any confusion.
No problem. Sure. We all appreciate your work. Yes, Don?
All right. Ray LaForest.
Point of order.
Yes, AC.
Sir, I'd like for you to review this for its legality. You have an recommendation from one member of a member board to condemn an entire LSB.
Reports or anything like that from the LSB at all about it, but go on.
I understand. The board has chosen not to postpone and not to extend time for debate. The fact that the motion includes assertions is something that is clear to all, but as far as I can tell, the motion is in order. If somebody provides me information after the fact that says it wasn't in order to consider it, then I can rule on that at the next meeting. But at the moment, I don't know of any provision of Roberts or our bylaws that prevents the board from considering the motion.
Well,
go ahead with the roll call, please, Teresa.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
Point of information, this is LaVarne. I would ask the chair not to give an opinion on any of these. Just state the facts, please, Dave.
I'm stating the facts. I'm stating the facts as well as I know them.
You interpreted in terms of what the motion actually said, in terms of what it actually said. So if you would refrain from that, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Is it your opinion that the motion does not contain assertions or accusations about the conduct of the LSB at WBAI?
I think the debate has ended, Dave, and we're into a vote, I do not wish to discuss this any longer. I would prefer to go to the vote.
Okay. Will you call the roll, please, Teresa?
Ray LaForest.
No.
Bob Letterer.
No, this is a railroad.
Yes, it is.
Lisa Davis?
No, I absolutely object. If we are, if this happens without
oh,
any
no,
kind of
excuse
hearing
me,
or
Lisa,
anything from us,
Lisa.
It will be unfair.
Oh,
no.
Call,
I had to
call
say
the
that.
Member to order, please.
Alan Minsky?
Pass.
Don White?
Pass.
Lydia Brazon?
No.
Teresa Allen says yes. Bill Jackson?
No.
Evelyn Bethune?
No.
Deb Shafto?
No.
Oh, wait a minute.
Sorry. Deb Shafto,
sorry, wrong.
Deb Shafto says yes. Rip Robbins?
No.
Ambrose Lane?
Can't hear you.
Ambrose Lane. I'll come back. A.C. Bird?
No.
Rob Robinson?
Pass.
Zarina Shakir?
No.
Star Rondawa?
No.
Rosalinda Montes Palacios? Mary Berg?
pass.
LaVarne Williams?
Yes.
Patty Heffley?
Yes.
Ray Lef- okay, I'm sorry. Back to Alan Minsky.
I'm going to abstain.
Don White?
Yes.
Rob Robinson?
Yes.
Ambrose Lane? Doesn't seem to be here. Mary Berg?
I'm going to abstain. I don't know.
No commentary, folks. Let's
sorry. I know better.
Teresa, this is Evelyn. I want to change my vote to yes.
This is Alan. I'm going to change my vote from abstain to yes.
Thank you. All right, here we go. Yeses are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 yeses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, no.
The motion fails. The next item on our agenda is the affiliate director resignation and replacement protocol. We have 10 minutes for it. The issue is that, unfortunately, Yvonne Dooley has tendered his resignation to the board. When we held our vote earlier in the year, we had 3 candidates. I've listened to the recording of that, and we discussed the possibility of naming Nathan Moore our alternate, if I recall correctly. It's now been several weeks since I listened to that by default. So our issue is what to do about the resignation of our affiliate director, and the bylaws allow for the replacement by an alternate, but I would want this board to verify its decision, which was at best informal at that time. I apologize for not having gotten the exact text of our language at that time. But the idea, what happened was a member, I believe it was Mary Berg, asked something to the effect that would this person be, would the person not winning be our alternate? And I think I just affirmed that. But again, since I'm not certain, we need to have a resolution. Is there a resolution on the topic of replacing our affiliate director?
Yes.
I'll recognize Rip.
And I move that the board request the chair to contact the alternate candidate from the affiliate representative election that was held by the PNB in March of this year to fill the vacant seat as specified in the bylaws. And I'd just speak for about 30 seconds to motivate that if there's a second.
As soon as I hear a second. It's been seconded. Go ahead, Rip.
And that is that I did listen to that audio as well, Dave, Mr. Chairman, and you're correct in that Mary actually brought up the point that the alternate should always be declared, and that should be kind of like the underlying principles that we operate under in the election process. And then there was a question about the bylaws, and it was Bob Lederer that asserted that, yes, the bylaws did have that provision. And so that's why I'm making this motion.
So the motion is, Mr. Chair, that the PNB contact the alternate to fill the affiliate director position?
Do you want to restate it, Rip?
Yeah.
The board requests the chair to contact the alternate candidate from the affiliate representative election that was held by the PNB in the March of this year. It was in March of this year. To fill the vacant seat as specified in the bylaws.
To fill the affiliate director position.
Yes.
Yes, right. Okay. The vacant
that the PNB have the chair contact the alternate candidate from the affiliate director election in March of 06 to fill the affiliate director position.
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. Sounded better when you said it.
Okay. Do we need to have debate on this?
Yes, this is Bob.
Go ahead, Bob.
Okay. Well, I certainly want to see the seat filled as quickly as we can. However, I don't have the bylaws in front of me now, and I believe, and please, someone, if someone can check quickly.
I have them here.
Okay. I believe that it says that something about that the board must vote from those who were not elected the first time. Maybe you could just read it. That would clarify things.
Okay. Let me get it. While I'm getting that, is there...
Mary
is there
Berg.
Anybody who would like to speak?
Mary Berg.
Well,
go
in
ahead. The case, even if that were the case, it's the same thing because those were the only people running, as I remember. So it would still be that same person.
This is Ray.
Well, go ahead, Ray.
Except the difference would be that we would have to have an affirmative vote to confirm the selection.
Do that
yeah, my understanding is that's what this motion is calling for, such an affirmative vote. Go ahead, Evelyn.
Call a question, please.
Is there an objection to closing debate?
I thought you were reading before that.
Here we go. That was for filling of vacancies for delegates. Hold on just a sec. Find next. Here we go. If a director's seat previously held by a station rep, if a director's seat previously held by an affiliate representative or at-large director becomes vacant for any reason, that seat shall be filled for the remainder of the term by the majority vote of the board from the most recent list of nominees it had received for affiliate representative or at-large director as applicable, or if none, the nomination shall be declared open and the seat shall be filled the following March for a new year, one-year term. So actually, this motion is a motion that the board should be reframed according to Section 8 of Article, hold on a sec, let me tell you which article it is. It's Section 8, somehow appropriate for us, Where is it? Article 5. Article 5, Section 8. So as per Article 5, Section 8, the motion is that the board elect Nathan Moore to fill the remainder of the term of Ebon Dooley.
Point of order?
Yes, Bob?
I would just point out that as much as this seems to be a technicality, that we should be clear that all elections are supposed to be done by ballot, even when it seems futile because there's only one candidate. This has been practiced by numerous PNB committees, and it should be done. I'm not going to put this forward.
No, your point is well taken.
I'm starting to block. I'm not going to block in this instance that we can move forward, but I just want to be conscious that there could be a circumstance in the future where there might be a reason that board members want to exercise a secret ballot even when there's only one candidate. I don't have that in this case.